Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, I wanted to read this on a lighter note. And it is a kind of lighter note. Let's see. Look, it's a day. Santa Claus is coming, by the way, to the radio station tomorrow. And he's going to be talking to all the boys and girls, as we do every single year. He'll take a couple of hours out of his busy schedule tomorrow, because I know all the boys and girls will be dying to go asleep tomorrow night before he comes. I spotted this in the papers earlier. Take a listen and see what you think. A few weeks ago, my boyfriend told me he loved me, and I didn't say it back to him. I didn't realise this would turn into a huge issue, but he's withdrawn from me now, and it's obvious that I've hurt him. Things haven't been the same since. He's disinterested and barely shows me any affection. We've been seeing each other for 18 months, and the truth is, I do love him. But I'm just not that kind of person who says stuff like that. I show him that I love him, even if I don't say it. I'm starting to get angry now because he's behaving like a baby. But I haven't brought it up with him because I don't want to start something or to be forced to say I love you again, just to get things back to where they were. I'm not a cold person. I think you are. I'm not a cold person, but I just find it hard to say things like that. My parents weren't over affectionate. They were from the stiff upper lip school of life, so I'm not used to having emotional verbal diarrhea. My friends think he's overreacting by sulking, and I have to say, I feel the same way. What do you think? Now, I think this is a really interesting one. Because I can tell you now, Mrs., Miss, whatever your name is, or whoever you are, if you haven't told your boyfriend after 18 months that you love him, you have a serious problem, as far as I'm concerned. And if you're telling us in an email that you love him, but you're not going to tell him that, or you're not willing to say that to him, you have a serious problem. But then again, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there are people out there who are like that, who don't believe the need or feel the need to tell a person that they love them. They just show them, as she says. And maybe he is behaving like a baby because he said it and she won't say it. Now, if she said to me, we're together 2 months, I could kind of understand. Bit early, maybe, depending on the relationship. You know, if I thought I loved somebody, I'd tell them straight away. I wouldn't stall. But maybe in this case, or maybe it was 2 months, you'd say, okay. But 18 months later, are you having a laugh? Or maybe is he behaving like a big baby and should just get over it? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Aoife.
Hey, Niall. How are you?
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Good. Okay, now, Aoife, you heard it. So she thinks he's sulking like a baby because she hasn't told him that she loved him.
Okay, so, Niall, do you know anything? It's a weird topic, but do you know anything about love languages?
Love languages? No, enlighten me.
Okay, so there's 5 love languages.
Right.
And one, like, my one is words of affirmation. So if someone didn't tell me, I love you back, I would be very offended. But there's other ones such as, like, I'm not 100% familiar on the topic, but it's like, there's words of affirmation. My friend Trina is really into it. She'd be much better to talk about it. But the thing is, like, some people just show love differently. Like, this girl probably wants to show love in a way that action as opposed to, like, language. You know what I mean?
Yeah, to show, and she says that in her email, that I do show him in many other ways that I love him. I don't have to say it.
Yeah, like, it depends.
But do you not think it's important to say it? I mean, if somebody says, Aoife, are you in a relationship?
I am. Okay. I'm engaged.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, that's right. I don't do remember you telling me this before, by the way. Congratulations. Yeah. Okay, so if somebody said to you, Aoife, well, if your partner had said to you, say, a year into the relationship, if your partner said to you, listen, Aoife, I love you.
Yeah.
And you just sat there with a gaunt-looking face and went, yeah, okay, thanks very much.
Well, I'll tell you exactly how I...
Mortified.
It was long distance at the start for me, my partner, because basically what happened was I'd be at home and he'd be in Dublin and I'd come up every day and I'd see him and blah, blah. But getting to Dublin was quite difficult for me if I wasn't in college, because my parents hadn't met him yet, and obviously that's kind of awkward. You don't want to bring him down too early.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said I love you, I think, over Christmas or over Easter. It was one of those kind of times when I was at home and I was like, oh shit, I really do love this person. So I sent him a PDF document in which I loved him because we were giant nerds. And I basically just said, sorry about the weirdness of this, but I didn't want to do it in person in case it was too early. And he said, I know, in a Star Wars.
Right.
And then for the entire 5 minutes it took him to say, I love you, I was going, oh shit, I made the wrong decision.
I've just made a fool of myself. Yeah, I've made a fool of myself. Yeah.
Yeah. I can understand from the girl's perspective and from the guy's perspective. Because, like, this isn't my first relationship. Like, all relationships are different. You're bringing together two people, kind of, you know, in some sense.
You know, I mean, I know, look, I do understand. And by the way, I think if you have to think about it, in other words, if somebody says, yeah, I love you, and you kind of going, right, should I say I love you back? How do I feel about them? Blah, blah, blah. If you have to think about it, you don't love them. Okay, mm-hmm. That's for sure as far as I'm concerned. If it's not something that just blurts out naturally, well, then you don't love them. If you ever have to analyse that.
It's kind of like those, I told my partner before we got engaged that if he did it in public, I would say no to him. Not because I don't love him, but because I didn't want a public proposal because I think they're silly. But he did it lovely in the gap with the dogs, and it was amazing.
Yeah, I wouldn't go against it on that. I believe those kind of moments of proposal, I think they're quite private.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell everybody later about the wonderful experience that it was, but yeah, I think they are private moments. Yeah.
And like, I can understand where this guy is coming from. Like, if you love someone and you truly do, you shouldn't be acting like a baby though afterwards.
But it's 18 months later. If it was like if it was 2 months, I would agree with you. I would say, well, maybe it's a little bit too soon. Maybe she's not sure of her feelings yet. Blah 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 blah. Whatever. But
okay, but 18 months. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she's just.
She says she's not a cold person, but she's had her heart to say things like that. Her parents weren't affectionate, and they came from a very stiff upper lip school of life. She says, "I'm not used to having emotional verbal diarrhea."
Oh, okay. So she's coming from, like, quite a...
She sounds cold to me. She says she's not, but she sounds cold to me.
No, that does sound a bit cold. I'm not trying to flip-flop, but, like, I think if someone is trying to tell you something as important as that, it is really difficult to not kind of melt a bit.
Yeah.
Like...
And how would you not reciprocate after 18 months, for God's sake?
Yeah, no, I don't agree with the way this girl is handling it, to be honest. And I'd love to be able to, you know, the girl in me is going, Aoife, don't yell at the girl, but, like, she needs to sort out what she's doing because she might be stringing this guy on.
Yeah, well, he said, she's also saying now that he's starting to withdraw since this happened, obviously, a couple of weeks ago or whatever. He's starting to withdraw now and he's not showing as much affection. He seems disinterested. But I'm not surprised.
Because, like, to be honest, he shouldn't be with her if they have different kinds of...
Absolutely.
Like, views on love, you know? Like, that will just cause more hurt down the line. It's
yeah, she may as well have just said thank you very much rather than saying nothing at all, to be honest with you. That would be equally as hurtful. But I remember talking to somebody before, I'll go back a few years ago, somebody said that to me. I told her I loved her and she said, thanks a lot. That's as bad as saying I don't love you.
No, I've had some awful breakups where they've been, we'll stay friends, and you're going, no, we fucking won't.
Watch your language, will you? Watch your language. I know, I've heard of those ones. Oh, why did you break up? It was a mutual agreement. It was a mutual.
Oh, God, no. We both decided to piss off.
It's never a mutual agreement, Aoife. Never.
No, never.
No, I don't think mutual agreements have ever happened. Although, what was it, Gwyneth Paltrow in your Mountain Cold Place said they were decoupling?
Yes.
Consciously uncoupling, wasn't it? Yeah.
I think some couples need that. I suppose it depends on how big your lifestyle is in regards to each other.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, absolutely.
It's harder when you're famous.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. I just want to go to Michael as well. Michael.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Michael, you don't sound very Christmassy. Do you want to give yourself a little bit of a jizz there?
What?
You'd want to give yourself a bit of a shake. How oh, that's, you know, it's just you, Michael. Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, really fair enough. You have me there.
Yeah. Michael, would you tell a girl you loved her?
Would I tell a girl? No, I wouldn't.
Why not?
Because I wouldn't mean it.
Have you ever loved her? Have you ever loved a woman?
Have I ever loved? What would you define what love is?
That's a very difficult question. I think you just know what it is.
I love me kid, but I wouldn't know. I don't. You love your family. I love me a couple of me friends, but I don't think. I don't know.
That's a different type of love. That's a different type of love.
Yeah, it's a real love. I don't think men and women can love each other. Well, I've never seen it, but
you've never seen men and women. I love my partner. to bits.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, and she loves me.
There you go. There, I've seen it.
And she's probably listening. She's probably listening now, Karen. I love you. See,
there you go.
I mean, it's easy to say.
Yeah, it's easy to say, but you mean it though.
Absolutely, I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it. Because there's, there's nothing general, worse. Though. You know these people who say it out of habit. I wouldn't say it out of habit either.
Okay then.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So.
Now go ahead.
What's the problem with this girl? 18 months in, he's told her he loves her, and she's not reciprocating, Michael.
I just don't think he's acting like a man. That's my issue with him. See, you're not supposed to, like, one thing I've learned with women is you lose them when you do these big mad gestures. It's they appreciate when you do little things constantly. That's how you impress them. But if you're doing these big gestures, I don't know what it is. I don't understand the psychology of it, but it turns them off. She could be doing lots of little things for him all the time and he's not even noticing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So her actions could be saying, I love you, but he's coming along with big, massive words and it means nothing and he's probably selfish on a daily basis. You don't know. Like, you don't know what the backstory is.
Well, the very fact that they're together 18 months, things couldn't be too bad between them.
Exactly, yeah. But he's maybe... A man should be acting like that. He should have things going on in his life separate from his girlfriend.
Yeah, but his girlfriend or his future partner, if they're together 18 months... She should be the most important thing in his life.
What are you talking about? Ah, no, she shouldn't. That's ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
That
okay.
is ridiculous. No, you shouldn't. No,
Aoife,
no.
Work with me here, will
no,
you, Aoife?
No, oh, no, Niall, I'm not going down that rabbit hole.
Ah,
I don't think
stop, Aoife.
I'm not going to say that. I don't think... I think, depending on their situation...
Oh, Aoife, you've let me down.
I have let you down. I'm sorry, Niall, but like...
No, Aoife, are you... Well, hang on.
Himself, not this bitch that won't even tell him he loves him.
Yeah, but who's the most important person in your life?
Oh, my partner and my dogs. Like,
yeah, well, there you go. Oh, she had to bring in our dogs.
My children that are fur babies. Like, it depends on how old you get. And, like, 18 months is a long time during COVID.
Yeah, your priorities, as you go through life, right? Your priorities when you're young, before you start meeting girls and boys and whatever, your priorities are your mom and dad, right? So yeah. Your mom and dad are the most important people in your lives, right? Now, they will always be important, but they are the most important. Then you meet your partner. You'll probably have a few boyfriends and girlfriends before that, but then you meet your partner, right? They then take over that mantra when you get engaged or marry them.
Geez.
Michael, work with me, right? Yo, I'm not saying you don't love your parents, but that love is different. The most important person in your life then becomes your partner.
No.
Then your children come along, and that love is shared between your partner and your children, right? But still, your partner is the most important person in your life.
Niall, I'm just shocked.
Are you blown away?
I'm shocked. I don't know how to deal with this. Like, this is ridiculous.
Aoife!
I hope when I grow up I have your view on love, Niall, and not... sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Michael. Sorry. Michael.
Michael, I hope I never harden to you, because obviously you've been picking the wrong girls, I'm sorry to tell you.
No, I just have a different perspective. I mean,
yeah.
I can speak from the male perspective.
Am I not a male, no? So go on, sorry, Michael.
Well, that's questionable at this point. But no, as a man, right, this is what lads should be doing, right? You should have your mates, you should have your hobbies. If you don't have any mates, you should have hobbies, you should have interests. You should be doing things. If you lose your girlfriend tomorrow, if she goes out and sleeps with someone else, or if something happens, you should be all right then, carrying on with your life. But if your girlfriend is your entire life and you lose her, then you have no life.
Hang on. If you love your partner, and as I said, she's the most important person in the world, or your wife, whatever it is, and then she does something, all right, maybe goes off and has an affair with half.
The whole forgiveness route now.
No, absolutely not. Let's say she has an affair with half the neighbourhood, right? Of course not. You separate, you divorce, it's traumatising, it's difficult, but you get on with your life. You move on, eventually.
Yeah, there's no point you sitting on your arse and not living your life because of some girl or some lad.
Yeah.
But we're talking about like a relationship where this hasn't appeared to happen.
You are basically agreeing with me then. These are basically.
I'm not. I've never agreed with you, Michael. Don't ever accuse me of that. Michael.
You think you are.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking if I tell her I love her, I give her too much power.
No.
Michael, you did. Michael, we all know your opinions in relationships and the type of relationship you want in your life.
No. You're adding a bit of sizzle into that.
A bit of sizzle. Stay there, the two of you, actually. Do me a favour. Stay there, the two of you, Aoife and Michael. I mean, the question we're simply asking is there anything wrong with this? I mean, is this guy wrong to be sulking after 18 months? He's told his girlfriend he loves her and she didn't reciprocate because she said that's not something she does. She's just not an overly affectionate person. Is there something wrong here with this? I mean, should she have told him she loved him? If she doesn't, well, then just break up. Clear after 18 months. The number is 087-188-0008. Somebody says here, Niall, love is blind. Did you... Okay, I can't go into obviously that. That's my past life. Not allowed. There's legal reasons. I'd love to answer. Yeah. Yeah, because she goes on to say, your parents and your children come first that you love. As you get older, you realise love is only a thing for teenagers. Lisa. Well, Lisa, with the greatest respect, if you think love is only for teenagers, a thing for teenagers, well, then obviously you haven't found love. Or whoever you're, I don't know if you're married or you're with somebody, you shouldn't be with them. Because if you think love is just something for teenagers, there's something wrong. Now, actions speak louder than words. Some people may not express verbally, but in actions, they mean it and show it. Anyone can rattle off, I love you, and not even mean it, says Anthony in Cork. Well, I suppose that's a fair point too, but I don't get that either. You know, if you're going to start doing this, yeah, I love you too, bye-bye. That's not love. That's just saying something for the sake of saying it. That's not how you say it. You know, I mean, Aoife, are you still there?
I'm still here now.
Yeah, yeah. If somebody rattles off, I love you, it doesn't sound the same as somebody actually telling you they love you.
I know. It's like that, you know, the joke of like, I never trust a guy that says I love you after sex.
Oh, right. Okay. You know, I never heard that one before, by the way.
Oh, well, I don't know. Was it Friends or something? Was it? I think it's quite a common joke.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
Yeah, so there is that. The point I'm making is, you know, somebody's saying here that anybody can rattle off the words "I love you" and
yeah,
not even mean it.
They are just words at the end of the day, but at the same time, like actions do speak louder, which is
okay. Well, stay there. Let me go to Gary as well. Gary, you're in Classic Hits. How are you, Gary?
I love you, Gary.
There's a bit of a loving going on here today.
I'm gonna start this off with my first declaration of love is just straight to you, Niall.
Ah, thanks, Gary. Yeah, man love.
Well, I don't know, Niall. There's a bit of every bit of love in there.
Gary, you're not coming near me. That's
you're a very good-looking man. I'm probably gonna hurt poor Michael's head here because I'm one of those guys that declares love. Yeah, I'm into that. I like it. I suppose my problem is that my partner isn't so.
But she isn't what?
So she wouldn't be very
romantic. You're going
to
get a hiding when you go home. You just realise that, don't you? Now
I'm sitting outside a hairdresser waiting for my mom to come out to kill me. She heard me saying, "Well, I'll give you a good one though." Right, I was saying to Ashlyn there that I'm pretty confident. Right, now I think I'm pretty, you know, never count your eggs and all that. But I'm pretty confident she loves me, but she doesn't fancy me, Noel. And what happened was, I said to her one night, I'm sitting there, Emma Dale was on, Kane Dingle was giving it the big one, you know, it was a really romantic night. And I said to her, do you fancy me? And without missing a heartbeat, Noel, without missing a beat, she says, I love you, Gary. I said to her, I said, Annie, that's not what I asked. I said, do you fancy me? And she broke out laughing and said, I told you, Gary, I love you. No, another one. I think I'm pretty all right with the whole love thing. She just thinks I'm in bits. So say on top of that as well, right, to say to Michael, now, you know my friend Fitzer, Noel, okay?
Do I?
You do know Fitzer, of course.
Oh, I do. Yes, I do. I do. I do know Fitzer. Yeah, yeah.
And what I'll say to you this, if I could, he's definitely listening to this. How are you, buddy? If I could, I'd marry Fitzer.
Yeah, he is a good looking man, in fairness to him.
I tell you one thing, he wouldn't be thrown out of my bed for anything. But he actually, you know, if I could marry my best friend, I mean, you know, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, but I mean, you love Fitzer, but it's not the same type of love that you'd have for Annie.
Well, sometimes it is. I think I got myself into trouble one night when I was in the throes of passion with Antoinette and the father Michael. You know what, I do think that Michael that was on there, the other guest,
he's still there, he's laughing at you, but go on. Yeah,
but he had a great point, and his point was that I totally agree with him. What I say back to you, Michael, maybe is I think it's possible. Yeah, I am going to put my hands up here, Mick, and tell you I'm one of those agents. I love love, I love love, I love it. But I do agree with you. You do need your mates, and you do need to have that circle. But I'm pretty sure that I think that it's possible to love both, if you know what I mean.
Oh, wait, a different type of love, isn't it?
I have a Mick in my life, and I love him more than I love me missus. Are
you sure it's not this, Mick?
I apologise, Aoife, for using all this absolutely important language about missuses and all that. Very much respect.
No, don't worry about it. I'm not one of those. I'd love to be called a missus.
You said not to trust a man who tells you he loves you after sex. What about if he tells you he loves you during sex?
That's better.
Brilliant. I love you,
Aoife. No bother.
So that's another good point, Aoife. Can you love somebody if you're not physically attracted to them?
Oh, that I don't know. Honestly, I'm very attracted to my partner, and I don't know if I could.
Can you actually be in love? Because I imagine as we get older, so you know couples that have been together 50 years, right?
Yeah.
Now I know they say love is blind, but when you're looking at your other half, you know, for 50 years, obviously they get older, they're aging, you know, they're not 22 anymore. And
yeah, but you're growing with them.
I know. I'm just saying. So what would happen
they're after making this very depressing. Go on.
I know, Jizz. Yeah. But what would happen, like, you know, eventually if you didn't think they were attractive anymore, could you still love them?
But that's just age. Like, you can't judge people based on if they get a bit older. That's why you pick them well when you're young, because you hope they age.
They'll age well.
I did see
a picture of Michael actually once. I was quite surprised because he didn't look like what I expect him to look like. But Michael, do you think you're going to age well?
I think I am. I think I've gotten better, yeah. Like a bottle of wine.
Yeah, yeah. And are you still single, Michael?
You sound lovely, Mick.
Jesus Christ, Gary, are you flirting with Mick now?
I actually 100% am flirting with you, Mick, right? The listeners are avoiding something, right? Me and you can be the two guys now that show that declaring love is a great thing. I fucking love you, buddy.
Go on, Michael, it's Christmas. Tell him you love him. Go on.
I love you too.
You're like my third wheel now.
Aoife, go on, tell Gary you love him as well. You might as well.
Listen,
I have to take a break. Listen, thanks very much indeed, guys. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Happy Christmas to you, Gary, and happy Christmas, Michael, who's a great Michael, by the way, great caller to the show on a regular basis. So is Gary and Aoife as well. Thank you very much indeed.
Absolutely. After 18 months, you know, she can't be sitting there saying, oh, this is just the type of person I am. I don't tell people I love them. No, I'm sorry. After 18 months, she should be putting a bit of thought into how he feels as well. You know, I mean, after 18 months, it's a two-way street. It's not, they're not paddling their own canoes now anymore. And even if that is the way she is, she doesn't express her love with words, then she should still be telling him that she loves him back, if she loves him. It's as simple as that. Because it's one thing to say that she's not that type of person, but underneath the surface, that chap is affected by not hearing it back. I can tell you that now for a fact.
Yeah, he's hurting. By the way, Richie says, how can anyone put their partner, a wife or husband, ahead of their own mother or father? Partners come and go. Wives and husbands can leave. Your parents will always be your parents. How could anyone come crawling back to Mama and Papa after siding with Cruella de Vil for years? I would just stop. Not every wife is Cruella de Vil. Finn, you're on Classic Kids. Hi, Finn.
Hiya.
Finn, is there a problem if somebody is unwilling to tell their partner they love them?
I mean, they're like, if I told my partner I loved him and he didn't say it back, I would feel a bit hurt.
Of course you would.
Like, me and my partner, we only actually told each other we loved each other the other day.
And
it was kind of like...
How long are you with him?
Officially, like, 2 months.
Okay. That's about right.
Yeah. So, but, like, it accidentally slipped out of me first. Like, I just wasn't censoring my thoughts. So I kind of, like...
But you shouldn't really have to censor your thoughts anyway.
I know, but I just think 2 months is too early to say...
No, not at all. Not at all.
But,
When I met my partner, was love at first sight.
Ah.
It was. And I told her that.
Oh.
And she told me too. So, and I'm still there 4 years later. Yeah.
But, I had accident. Not that I accidentally said it. Like, I think I wanted to say it, but it kind of just slipped out.
Okay, well, that's the best way for it to happen, because that means you genuinely meant it.
Yeah.
Of course
you did. And he said it back, which I was kind of shocked about. But we don't.
And was there a tear? Like, was there a tear shed, Finn?
Yeah, I cried. I actually sobbed.
I think this is lovely. You know what I mean? Tell me more, because I just think this is lovely. So, Finn, after 18 months, he tells her he loves her. She's kind of claiming, I'm not that type of person that verbally, you know, expresses my feelings like this, because that's the way I was brought up. It's a bit unfair of her not to reciprocate, isn't it?
It is, because, like, everyone's love language is different. Yeah. Like, my love language is affection. So, yeah. I wouldn't really, like, if my partner told me he loved me, I would say it back, but I'd show my love in a different way by, like, kissing him on the cheek or like cuddling and stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, that sort of stuff is all really important too. You have to, by the way, it's not good enough just to tell somebody you love them. You have to prove you love them. When I say prove it, you have to show that you love them in your actions and the way you behave and the way you prioritise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because although you're only a couple of months, Finn is not, your boyfriend is not the most, or it could be girlfriend, I don't want to insult you, your partner. You didn't say whether it was boy or girl, so I don't want to insult you. But is it a boyfriend or girlfriend?
Boyfriend.
Okay, all right. You just never know. But anyway, the point is that, okay, at the moment they're not the most important person in your life, but maybe, you know, as time moves on, they will become the most important person in your life.
Yeah, and like, it's still very early days for us. Like, as I said in the text, it's long distance as well. Like, he lives in Belfast.
Okay.
And he managed, when the lockdown was, like, lifted, he managed to come down here for a couple of days, and we were hoping to see each other in January.
Okay.
Can't now. But
so you're kind of Zoom calling and all that kind of stuff, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, like WhatsApp and like voice notes and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
But we we show each other we love each other in different ways. Like he'll text me like, "Hey, have you eaten today?" Or like,
"Yeah,
have you slept well?" And
I spend 4.5 hours on the phone on a daily basis with my partner.
Yeah, that's normal for us as well.
Yeah, even when I'm going to sleep at night, WhatsApp on a voice call for 6 hours.
Aww.
Tara is now getting, or not Tara, Aisling is getting sick in her mouth again. Aisling, stop it, Aisling, will you? She's in my ear here. Well, stay there for a second, Finn, because Nigel, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Nigel?
Hold on, Nigel, I need a tissue. I think me and Ash had the exact same reaction there a minute ago.
Aisling, I can hear her in my ear here. She's pretending she's getting sick in the background. See, Aisling is not the romantic type, I don't think.
I'm not pretending I'm dead honest, Nigel. I've just got sick in my mouth.
But Nigel, is there anything wrong with this after 18 months that she's not saying she loves him? You know what I mean? And you know, he's pouring his heart out, the poor chap.
I think one of your callers said there the backstory could be the big part of playing this. I think he's been a baby myself, personally.
You think he's been a baby?
I think he's been a bit of a baby, yeah. He's probably, 22, 23, something like that.
No idea.
Well, if they get her 2 years, they got together when they're 20, let's say.
Yeah.
22, 23, you know, get on with it. The end of the day, but having said that, on the other side of it, she obviously knows, right, she didn't say back at the time, but she obviously knows, listening to what she's written, she knows the effect it has had on him. So she should be at least, instead of doing nothing about it and saying, well, blah, 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 she should have at least explained why she didn't say it back.
Yeah.
By now, to try and say, look at Mick or Billy, whatever your name is, I'm just not that type of girl. You know I love you. I'll show you every day that I love you. But the words just won't come out as often as you might like.
But they haven't. Well, they haven't come out at all.
No, but they haven't. But that's what I'm saying.
But she not just. I mean, if she does love him, why wouldn't you just? I mean, if you love somebody, why wouldn't you just tell them?
Oh, I tell me.
That's like torturous.
Now I do not spend 5 hours a day talking to her, right? Because I have to live with her as well, right? So I have to leave a little bit like a home, right?
Right? Yeah, but I'm sure you tell her you love her on a regular basis, Nigel.
I tell her every day, all day, every day. Like.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do.
And would you tell her? Would you tell her she's beautiful? Would you tell her she looks well when she's going out and you're what have you? Yeah,
every
good.
Every day.
And people should compliment each other.
Of course you should, Niall. It's all we have left in this world, Niall.
Yes, true.
You know what I mean? It is all we have left, Niall.
Yeah.
I love her. My wife turns around to me and she says to me, do something to her. And I say to her, look, you look great, love. You look great. Whatever, you got your hair done or whatever. It looks good. You look good. And if that improves her day, for 20 minutes, but then it's worth it.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I'm saying? I met my wife, whatever, and I told her the day after I met her that I was going to marry her.
Yeah.
Right, it was a blind date.
I actually told my partner that I'd marry her before I even met her.
Well, you beat me, then you win them one
day. I had spoken to her many times, but I hadn't met her.
Yeah, I met my wife on a blind date.
Yeah.
And it was a Saturday night. She was blind, obviously, still can't see. I met her on a blind date on a Saturday night, and on a Sunday, I had texted my friend who sort of hooked it all up together to say that, get your wife to ask her, would you meet me again, blah, blah, blah. And then I got a text off her saying, when do you want to meet? And what? I met her that evening. I drove back up to where she lived, where we both live now, and I met her that evening, and we had a couple of jazz, and...
The rest is history.
The rest is history.
Okay, very quickly, because I'm running out of time. Just, I'm going to give both of you the opportunity, because it's the day before Christmas Eve. Finn, what's your boyfriend's name?
Mark.
Do you want to tell him you love him?
Oh, Niall.
What?
Alright. I love you, Mark.
Nigel, what's your wife's name?
I go first, Niall. I'll go next, and I'll sound like I meant it right. My wife's name is Gillian.
Go on, tell her.
Gillian, you are, and she knows this, by the way, so I'm only just repeating. She's the most important person in my life and my kids. I haven't got an ounce of love left in me that she hasn't taken off me. The way it is.
All right, listen, thank you very much indeed, Nigel. Have a lovely Christmas. Have a lovely Christmas, Finn, as well. You too.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.